Should Christians support Black Lives Matter? And the answer is no. Black Lives Matter is an organization that claims to fight against social injustices such as racism and police brutality. However, what a lot of people don't realize is that they also promote sodomy, transgenderism, womanism, and feminism, which are agendas and ideologies that are completely against the Bible. And in fact, one of their guiding principles that they've stated is that they have committed themselves to doing the work of dismantling cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk. They've even stated they want to free themselves from heteronormative thinking and redefine the family. Look, folks, these are wicked and vile ideologies and agendas that no Christian should ever support or be a partaker of. Folks, if you really want to know what God thinks about sodomy, read Genesis chapter 19, read Leviticus 20:13, read Judges 19, read Romans chapter number 1. And in fact, I'll read it for you. It says in Romans chapter number 1 and verse 26, "For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness." There you go, folks. That's what God thinks about this wicked agenda of Black Lives Matter. That's what God thinks about being queer and transgender and being a sodomite. This is what the Bible says. And if you're a Bible-believing Christian, the Bible forbids you to support such a wicked organization. The Bible says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" Let me say this, folks. Black Lives Matter, the architects thereof, are filled with infidels that have a wicked agenda of dismantling the family unit and promoting wickedness and sodomy and transgenderism. It's wicked and vile, and no Christian should have a part of it. He said, "Well, you know, I don't support Black Lives Matter for those reasons. You know, the reason I support Black Lives Matter is because of the systematic racism that's being carried out today in the United States." Well, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you should know better. Because according to the Bible, Black lives are not the only lives that matter. And in fact, all lives matter. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says that he is the Savior of all men, but especially of them that believe. The Bible tells us that in Christ Jesus, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that we're all of one blood. We should never uplift one race over another. And in fact, the Bible teaches that the greatest racist of all time is Satan himself. He's not just seeking to destroy the Black race or the Hispanic race or the Asian race. No, in fact, he's looking to destroy the human race. He's looking to take every man, woman, boy, and girl straight to hell with him. And so no Christian should ever be a partaker of an organization that seeks to isolate one race and uplift one race over another. God, Jesus Christ, died for all races. We're all of one blood, and that's what the Bible teaches us. And so if you have any questions, DM me, put a comment in the section below, share the video, and that's pretty much it. God bless and have a great one.